Christmas.
You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for having us tuned in here today to WGOD Radio. You're going to hear an older program now. This is actually from April, but it's in this series of What Will Be the Sign of Your Coming of the End of the Age. We're going to pick it up. I believe we're going to look at the days of Noah today. So I thank you for joining us here today on this Thursday. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. This weekend, my sermon is again in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 this week, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We're looking at the unity that's found there and the unity that is preserved by the Holy Spirit of the living God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's where we're at this Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. God's doing a great work at Island Community Church, and you are invited. I'd love to see you. If you're looking for a church home, if you don't have one, why don't you come out here and visit? We'd love to see you. If you're new to the area and searching for a church, or if you're not hearing from God or hearing the word of God, I invite you to come out and worship with us. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. And Sunday morning at 10:30, actually we meet for breakfast at 8:45 in the morning for half an hour. Sunday school, 9:30 to 10:15. The service starts at 10:30. And let's see, some other things coming up here as well. The following week, well, we're coming into the Christmas season here. I also am sitting on a sermon I'm looking forward to preaching, and that is Paul's Thorn in the Flesh, taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. That'll be coming up soon. Our Christmas Eve service will be at 5:30 in the evening as well. So there's a lot going on at Island. You're invited. Love to see you. Now we're going to pick it up in this message. This was done live originally, so you might hear a reference to Monday on here, but we're playing it again. This is from the days of Noah, from the series, What Will Be the Sign of Your Coming and the End of the Age. We left off yesterday or Friday looking at wherever we were. Oh, I wanted to touch this, but I ran out of time, and that is the days of Noah. Now, tomorrow we'll be listening to the sermon I just preached Sunday, yesterday, at Island Community Church. That sermon is the persecuted church at Smyrna, and there's no correction for that church. There's only encouragement, because they were undergoing terrible persecution there at the Church of Smyrna. And that'll start playing on the radio. It's only 30 minutes long. That'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll be back here Friday with another program here in Matthew 24. The heading in my Bible here is No One Knows the Day or the Hour. We've been going through verse by verse here. What'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of the end of the age? And then the Lord, verse by verse, blow by blow, in order, he starts giving them a list of things for them to see, things that they'll know that his return is near. And it ended in chapter 24, verse 13. Well, verse 12, it says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. And that's what we're doing right now. If you put your thumb on the pulse of what's going on, this is it right now. There are people, there are evangelists, missionaries going all over the world fulfilling Bible prophecy, you know, and you and I, unfortunately, are fulfilling Bible prophecy here too, where it says, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. And this is what's happened to us sometimes, where we don't, we're because of all the lawlessness in the world, we don't do the things that we should do. I don't have time to focus on that today. I want to go to verse 36. We looked at the fig tree last week, where I wanted you to see that's not a cryptic reference to Israel, because when you go to Luke, he says, look at the fig tree and all the trees. And when you see that they're blooming or leaves on them, you'll know summer is near. That was all of that is a reference to. Look, when you see these things coming, if you live in Virginia or Colorado or something, when you see cherry blossoms on this tree, you know baseball season is coming. When you see crocuses coming up out of the ground, you'll know it's about planting time. Same here. When you see all these things, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, maybe you say, Esposito, there's always been that. Yeah, that's right. But when you see all these things going on simultaneously at the same time, he says, when you see all of these things, recognize that my return is near, even at the doors. Recognize it. Smell the coffee, friends. Earthquakes, famines, pestilences. And then it says, many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. This is the age of everyone is offended at everything. When you see all these things, recognize his return is near. And then he gave the parable of the fig tree. But now here, verse 36, he says, but of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even Harold Camping knows. No one knows. Harold Camping was the owner of a whole bunch of Christian radio stations who gave out the days 3, 4, 5 times. He says, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back on this day. Please send your money to me to help me get this message out. And what happened? Christians by the millions sent in money to this guy. Then he would apologize, and then he would do the same thing a year or two later. And do the same thing a year or two later. Then the guy had a stroke. And then guess what? He gave no more prophecies that the Lord was coming back in that year after that happened. And someone had to wipe his chin for him. And he was not going to say anymore that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. Because no one knows when he's coming back. If you read Matthew or Mark chapter 13, verse 32, it says there that not even the Son knows when he's coming back. So how do you know? No one knows. Of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only, in Matthew 24, 36. But, now here's another clue for you, for us. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And then Jesus says this. He says, and they did not know. They did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. I got a great note, but unfortunately it's in another Bible. I don't have it at my disposal right now. That says that the days of Noah will be characterized by a preoccupation with worldly things and not spiritual things. And this is what we're living in right now, that they did not know, just like it was in the days of Noah, when people are going about oblivious to what's going on around them. Wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, people offended at everything. Lawlessness will increase. People being killed because of the name of Jesus. When all this stuff is going on, it says everyone is there marrying and giving in marriage, eating, drinking, and be merry. People oblivious to what's going on around them. Just like it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return. And now, interestingly enough, if you go to the Gospel of Luke, Luke adds one more little tidbit of information for you to put and sock away into your memory banks forever. And that is out the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Let's pick it up in verse 26. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Keyword, destroy. In this passage in Luke 17, the keyword in all these is destroy. So Noah entered the ark, the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and here's the key word again, and destroyed them all. Even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Question. Now we looked at what characterized the days of Noah. A question for you today on this Monday, morning, afternoon, or evening. What characterized the days of Lot? Easy question. The answer? Rampant homosexuality in the land. That's what characterized this. Rampant homosexuality. That's how you knew. This is another sign. The same as much as earthquakes, famines, pestilences, the love of many growing cold, people eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, nothing sinful of that, but being oblivious to the signs that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon, there indeed is something wrong with that. But what characterized the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality, where we can read right here in Genesis chapter 18. Well, when you read here in chapter 18 of Genesis, I don't have time right now. It says here that when the angels entered the town there of Sodom, it says that they surrounded them, and it says that the young and the old surrounded them. And I got to be thinking, the young? The young? Where, pray tell, do you think the young would have learned such debauchery as this? I could see maybe the old, though I don't see that personally, but the young, how did the young learn this? They learned it two ways, you see. I'm running out of time here. The young people of Sodom learned this two ways. Number one, they learned it from their parents. They learned it from their parents that it didn't mind that it made no difference at all how they lived or whether or not they were homosexual or not. They learned it from their parents. Number two, they learned it at Sodom Elementary. They learned it at Sodom Elementary School. I can see the bumper sticker now. Can't you see it? My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. I hope yours isn't. That's where they learn this. The young people, the old, right. You're stained by sin. You've let this world corrupt you. But the young learned it, you see, at these two places. They were taught it. No joking now. They were taught it in school. And they were taught it by their parents. These are the signs that you'll know that Jesus Christ is coming back soon. When it was as it was in the days of Noah, and when it is as it was in the days of Lot. Recognize, Jesus says, recognize, my return is near.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's